Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're unpacking a concept we all hear frequently, general insights.
That's right. It sounds straightforward, but when you dig into it, its meaning can be surprisingly fluid. What exactly are we talking about when we say general insights?
At its core, it's about broad observations or conclusions drawn from a larger body of information, rather than super-specific, granular findings. Think of it like seeing the entire forest, not just one particular tree.
Exactly. And the general aspect is so context-dependent, isn't it? What might seem like a general trend in a small niche could be a very specific detail in a much broader field.
Absolutely. It's like a Venn diagram where general and specific overlap, creating this interesting intersection. But this pursuit of the general isn't without its complexities, especially concerning subjectivity and potential biases.
Oh, for sure. Every insight, no matter how broadly stated, is filtered through our own experiences, our culture, our upbringing. What seems like common sense to one person can be totally alien to another.
I love that anecdote about your friend from the city. Her general insight was that everyone learns to drive in heavy traffic. It was universal for her, but completely absurd from a rural perspective.
It really highlights how our personal bubbles can create these seemingly universal truths that aren't quite so universal after all. But despite these caveats, there's a huge value in seeking general insights, right?
Definitely. They're essential for establishing a baseline understanding. Before diving deep into complex topics, grasping the general principles helps us orient ourselves and identify common patterns.
They act as our compass, pointing us in the right direction before we chart the specific course. They provide that initial framework for building more detailed knowledge, making the whole process more manageable.
But we also need to be mindful of the pitfalls of over-reliance. The very nature of generalization risks oversimplification, smoothing over the rough edges and nuances of reality.
That's so true. Oversimplification can lead us astray, causing us to miss critical details or make decisions based on incomplete information. It's a constant balancing act.
Exactly. Understanding both the utility and the limitations of general insights is key to navigating them effectively. So, let's move on to the foundation, observation and analysis.
Right, because without these two, any insight, general or specific, is built on shaky ground. What does effective observation really entail?
It's more than just passively absorbing information, it's active engagement. We differentiate between passive observation, like scrolling through a news feed, and active observation, which is deliberate attention.
And the diversity of data sources is crucial here. We need both qualitative data, the stories, opinions, and context, and quantitative data, the numbers and metrics.
Imagine someone actively watching a manufacturing process, asking questions, versus someone just looking at production numbers. The active observer is more likely to uncover the underlying why.
To aid this observation, we use tools like note-taking, checklists, and structured interviews. But technology has massively amplified our capabilities, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Analytics platforms for user behavior, sensors for real-time data, social listening tools, these amplify our observational power, providing richer datasets.
Once we have that data, the next step is the analytical leap, moving from raw information to actual meaning. This is where we connect the dots, right?
Exactly. It involves categorization, grouping similar observations, and thematic analysis to find recurring themes. Think of seeing a trend line emerge from scattered data points.
But this is also where we hit a major challenge, distinguishing correlation from causation. It's so easy to assume one causes the other.
That's where critical thinking is paramount. We have to question assumptions and actively seek disconfirming evidence. The ice cream sales and crime rate example is classic.
Right. Two things happening together doesn't mean one caused the other. Both can be influenced by a third factor, like warm weather in that case.
Critical thinking is the engine that drives us beyond surface-level observations. It's asking why, and how do we know, to ensure our conclusions are grounded in sound reasoning.
It's about transforming that raw data into meaningful interpretation, shaping it into something more substantial, something that can become a general insight.
And that leads us to the art of synthesis, weaving these disparate threads into a coherent picture. It's about connecting seemingly unrelated observations to tell a larger story.
I love the analogy of puzzle pieces clicking together to form a clear image. Synthesis is about revealing that underlying narrative that connects everything.
Once we have those overarching themes, structuring the insights for clarity and impact is vital. Grouping them thematically, prioritizing takeaways, it all matters.
And crafting compelling narratives. Dry facts are easily forgotten, but storytelling, analogies, and metaphors make complex ideas memorable.
A well-chosen analogy is like a powerful musical sting that emphasizes an insight and makes it resonate. But we also have to tailor these insights to our audience.
Absolutely. The framing dramatically alters reception. Adjusting language, complexity, and highlighting relevance ensures the insights are understood and valued.
An insight for a marketing team might be irrelevant to a developer unless its application is clearly articulated. And insight development is rarely linear, it's iterative.
We must be open to refinement and validation, constantly seeking feedback. This continuous loop elevates good insights into truly impactful ones.
It's about transforming that abstract understanding into tangible action and impact. General insights are springboards for action, informing strategy and guiding decisions.
Let's look at some case studies. In business strategy, insights about market trends can influence product development. Think about the trend towards sustainability.
That insight could lead a company to invest in eco-friendly materials, redesign packaging, or launch a campaign emphasizing environmental commitment. It translates broad understanding into specific actions.
And personally, insights about habit formation can be transformative. Applying principles of small, consistent actions can improve steady habits or establish routines.
Even at a societal level, demographic trends inform public policy. Understanding these patterns allows governments to plan for future needs and allocate resources effectively.
But we must acknowledge the ethical considerations. We have to be vigilant about avoiding stereotyping and harmful generalizations.
The goal is to understand broad patterns, not to pigeonhole individuals. Ensuring fairness and equity in application is paramount to prevent discrimination.
Looking ahead, the landscape of general insights is constantly evolving. The accelerating pace of change means insights need constant reevaluation.
The challenge is staying current and agile in a world that's evolving so rapidly. We need to visualize this with a timeline showing increasing change across sectors.
And emerging technologies are profoundly shaping this. AI and machine learning enable sophisticated predictive analytics, forecasting trends with greater accuracy.
The explosion of big data offers unprecedented opportunities to uncover hidden patterns. Imagine AI analyzing vast datasets, revealing insights previously unimaginable.
We're also seeing a democratization of insight generation. Tools are more accessible, empowering more individuals and organizations. This rise of citizen data scientists is significant.
The future points towards more nuanced, context-specific intelligence, moving away from one-size-fits-all conclusions. It's about balancing general principles with individual exceptions.
This ongoing journey of seeking and applying knowledge is continuous. It really makes you think, how will you approach generating or using insights moving forward?
That's a great prompt for reflection. Now, let's delve into the human element within this evolving landscape. We've talked about the iterative nature of insight development.
And how it's not a linear path. It's a continuous feedback loop: apply, observe, analyze, refine. This ensures our understanding remains relevant.
Exactly. A company might discover that while customers want speed, predictability is even more critical. This nuanced insight then informs further strategy, like tending a garden.
And that brings us back to the ethical dimension, which is absolutely critical. Avoiding stereotyping is key, but it goes deeper than that.
When we generalize, we smooth over individual differences. This can be powerful, but it can also lead to unintended consequences if not handled with care.
A general insight about spending habits, if applied carelessly, could lead to discriminatory pricing or advertising that preys on vulnerabilities. That's a serious concern.
It requires holding two ideas simultaneously, embracing generalization for patterns, but remaining aware of the individual and unique context. This demands questioning our biases.
Seeking diverse perspectives and always considering the potential impact on individuals and communities is essential. Asking, whose voice is missing, or could this harm a group?
This level of critical self-awareness separates responsible application from careless generalization. And let's revisit technology, but focus on the human element.
AI and machine learning are amazing for processing data, but the interpretation, contextualization, and ethical judgment still require human intelligence.
It's not about replacing human analysts, but augmenting them. Freeing up human cognitive resources for higher-level tasks like asking the right questions and making value-driven decisions.
It's a partnership, AI as the tireless data cruncher, and humans as the wise strategists and ethical compasses. This human-AI collaboration is key for the future.
And speaking of the future, the pace of change isn't slowing. Insights need constant updating. This makes learning agility a critical skill.
It's not just about acquiring knowledge, but the ability to learn, unlearn, and relearn as the world evolves. That's a crucial distinction.
This also emphasizes foresight and scenario planning. We need to anticipate future possibilities, not just analyze past trends, to build resilience.
And the concept of insight itself might evolve. We might shift from discrete insights to understanding complex systems and dynamics.
Think about climate change, it's not a single insight, but a complex interplay of factors. Understanding this requires grasping intricate, dynamic relationships.
This is a frontier for general insights, moving from understanding patterns to understanding systems. So, to recap, general insights are broad strokes that help us navigate complexity.
They're born from observation and analysis, refined through synthesis, and brought to life through application. They are powerful, but require critical thinking and ethics.
The journey from data to insight is fascinating, filled with potential and challenges. It demands rigor, creativity, and humility.
As we gather more data and develop more tools, our ability to generate, understand, and apply general insights will be more critical than ever.
And that prompt we discussed, how will you approach generating or using insights in your own work or life moving forward? It's an invitation to introspection.
Will you be more deliberate in observations? Challenge assumptions more? Synthesize effectively? Be mindful of ethical implications? Embrace iterative learning?
The power of general insights lies in our capacity to wield them wisely. They are the maps, but we must understand their limitations and adjust our course.
Thank you for joining us on this exploration. We hope this discussion has provided a clearer framework for understanding and leveraging general insights.
Until next time, keep observing, keep questioning, and keep seeking those deeper understandings.